Nooner, brought to you by a Linden Italian Market and their Linden Club, who is this year's champion of Deets and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Face-Off. Visit realphillydeli.com. Andrew, what do you got today?
All right, Hard Knocks is cool and all, but there is more action coming out of Richmond, where the joint practice is being held between the Jets and the Redskins. Yeah. Now, I know you mentioned this earlier about the brawl that happened yesterday that even spread its way to where the fans were standing. Well, that was just day one of the joint practice. They returned today, and there was some more action. Yeah. Not as much, but Terrell Pryor will be laughed at for some time now after this video that came out that will probably haunt the rest of his career.
Really?
Head on over to our Twitter page at 975 middays to see the video. First, he could not come up with the completion that was in the video, but the worst part of it all comes at the end when Redskins cornerback DJ Swearinger, who wasn't even in the play, started talking smack to Pryor. Pryor then approaches Swearinger, and that's when DJ faked a punch and the Jets receiver flinched harder than any person I've ever seen in the history of the planet. Like, when you watch this video and you see him, Pryor, who was wearing his helmet still at the time, dropped his head, covered his head with his arms. It was sad.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. Of course, Pryor was a Redskin last season.
Yeah.
And really didn't do much.
Well, the funny thing about that is that's great work by Howie by not signing Pryor and signing Alshon.
Yeah.
So, when do they get to the punch here in this video?
Yeah, it's a long lead up here.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
You almost at the flinch yet?
Now he's walking back to him now.
Tighten it up.
Oh, geez. Yeah, he turned.
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
That's sad.
Yeah.
It's got
what prior to, exactly. He's got the helmet on.
He's
why are you flinching that much?
Man, what a baby.
All right, awesome story coming out of New Canaan, Connecticut. I'm sure you guys have heard of that town before.
It's New Canaan.
New Canaan, yes. Isaiah Cannon.
Yes.
And it involves two lunch ladies named Joanna Pascarelli and her sister, Mary Wilson. And the two of them look like lunch ladies, in case you were wondering. The two of them worked together at the New Canaan Middle School and High School and were recently arrested after they were found guilty when the school launched an investigation. Over a span of 15 years, I don't know why it took them 15 years, they found $500,000 missing from the reports, and it came all from the lunchroom.
Wow.
Now, here's the crazy part. Mary Wilson was actually arrested first in 2017. When she went on trial, her sister Joanna said, quote, look, you were, quote, you were caught. I can't do anything about it. And she did not stand up for her sister. Joanna then retired before that school year started, and the school launched a second investigation because 1 year after she left, the register jumped from $40 daily to $150 daily in just 1 year.
She was skimming a skim.
So now she is behind bars with her sister, and the school is looking to find ways to make that $500,000 back.
Man, a lunch lady skimming.
She's got a whole enterprise going.
Jeez.
Good job.
All right, last one here, and we have some audio, and I can hear Harry Mays saying this already because it involves minor league baseball.
When is this over?
Oh, gosh.
The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the Class A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, trailed the Burlington Bees, the Angels single A affiliate, 6-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Timber Rattlers were able to score two runs to make it a 6-4 game and had the bases loaded, but their hopes dwindled as Nick Pierre was down 0-2 in the count with two outs in the game. Literally, the unthinkable happened. A wild pitch that scored three runs to win the game.
A guy scored from first base on a wild pitch.
Well, first, second, and third. They bases loaded.
But the guy from first scored.
And the Rattlers won the game. And of course, because it's a minor league game and the announcer at the time is trying to make a name for himself, the dude went absolutely insane. Take a listen.
Now, the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. The ball pops away. They got to throw down to first, and it's going to be past the first baseman. Two runs are in the tie. Here comes Garcia with the winning run.
That was not Game 7 of the World Series. That was a minor league game.
Sounded like Ryan Fannin. Cats win! Cats win!
That was awesome,
man.
Yeah, that was a great call.
Jeez.
That makes me want to watch that game. I like
you
that
announcer. Watch the Timber Rattlers?
I like that name, too. Timber Rattlers. It's a cool name. All right, there you go. That's the Nooner. Good job, Andrew. I love one with good audio like that.
I like the audio.
Yeah.
Audio and visual aids.
A couple of tweets that came in, Harry, regarding top 10 cliches in the NFL. These did not make the list, but Mark Lassoff, the game is one in the trenches, which was mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
How about Mike Scanlon says, first one in, last one out. He's the first one into the facility and the last one out. First.
That's good.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, like Tyrod Taylor for the Browns.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Jim Newman says the defensive line term, they're pinning their ears back.
I like that.
That's a good one, too, but did not make my list. And in hindsight, I probably would have put that one on the list.